Princess April here. This is a quick aftercare audio I made for those who just listened to thank me for being the perfect girlfriend. I know it may seem kind of silly to spend time creating an audio like this, but to me it's not, and I'm going to tell you a story about why. Writing this story took a long time. I'm not kidding. This one was really tricky. I'm not the kind of person who gets turned on thinking about just the physical act of sex. I need to have some context to my porn, even some emotion, which is why I spend so much time writing my scripts. This particular story has the potential to upset people who don't know what's coming, and even if they do, it can sneak up on you. In fact, that's exactly what happened to me. While I was writing, I was both excited by my progress and frustrated that it wasn't turning out quite right. I don't want to get into specifics, but I do want to say that in exploring a possible ending for the story, I triggered myself with an idea I had about what our heroine might say or how she might react to something. That idea hurt me, and I cried because it hit a little too close to home on a very painful experience I had in my real life. The gist of it was that all of a sudden, neither our heroine nor her boyfriend was having fun anymore. Neither of them was getting off. They were both just in pain, and that is not the story I wanted to write. It took me a couple days, but I regrouped, and I revisited the story, steering away from what hurt me and turning it into something much better and more nuanced than it would have been if I hadn't had that experience. Something that gives me chills in all the good ways, something that turns me on and makes me feel good, and yet still scratches that itch to explore our darker human psyches. I realize that won't be everyone's experience. My point is, though, as I always say in these aftercare audios, this is just a fantasy. Sometimes we get caught up in equating the characters we encounter in fiction to people we spend time with in real life, attributing emotions, motivations, and thoughts to them based on what we see or hear in a story. I know I got caught in that trap this time. But most of the time, this is an illusion. I write stories that are meant to both turn you on and maybe make you feel something, maybe make you think about things you hadn't thought of before. Sometimes this can be exhilarating, and sometimes it can be scary. But it's important to remember that what I've written here isn't about you. It's just a story. How you react to it is a choice you can make. Humans are complicated, flawed, vulnerable, and beautiful beings, and sex is a complicated subject. Sometimes it can be exciting to explore our darker sides, and that's why I write what I do. I don't know if this helps at all, but thanks for listening anyway. It helped me to share it with you.